Over the summer, seafood chef David Pasternak paid us a visit. He owns a popular seafood restaurant in New York City called Esca. His signature dish there is crudo. That's raw fish served Italian style with a drizzle of olive oil and lemon and a sprinkling of salt. The fish he brought in was so fresh, so delicious, it made us wonder, how does a master chef like Pasternak buy fish? What does he look for? And if we looked over his shoulder, might there be lessons for the rest of us? To find out, we stayed up late, really late, to follow Pasternak on a 2 a.m. shopping trip. When Frank Sinatra crooned about New York being the city that never sleeps, he may have had a spot like this in mind, the Fulton Fish Market in the Bronx. It's a 400,000-square-foot warehouse filled with rows of fishmongers, dozens of them, and it is freezing in here. Everything's on ice since freshness is key. The activity is a bit zany. Scores of forklifts buzz around like dragonflies, forward, backward, stacked high with crates. David Pasternak is right at home.
Man the man.
Hey. How are you?
Good, man. Yourself?
Who are we?
What do we got today?
All right, let's take a look.
Fishmonger Dan Kim directs Pasternak to some plastic bins full of gleaming whole fish.
We have the Kapaji from Hawaii.
Fat, buttery fish. Excellent for sashimi.
It's supposed to be the Mac Daddy of all yellowtails.
The Mac Daddy of yellowtails.
That's what they say.
Okay.
Pasternak quickly looks over the catch, points to a few, then turns to the salmon.
Tell me what you're looking for as you look at the salmon.
Salmon we're looking for, if you look at it, it's got a beautiful shape to it. The scales are still intact, you know. Nice and firm, it's got slime on it.
Now, why do you want the slime on it? What does that tell you?
We're going to open up another box. The slime, that's the natural sliminess of the fish.
But if you're looking for salmon to serve at your home table, what should you look for in the store?
Well, in the store, it's going to be filleted already. You want to look that the fish has got nice shine to it. It looks like the flesh is firm. It's not soft and mushy.
Should you look for a center cut piece?
For me, on a big fish like this, the best cut is the belly.
The belly. More fat, Pasternak says, therefore tastier and more forgiving when it's cooked, less likely to get too dry.
Here comes my halibut. What's up there, brother? How are you this morning? Good?
Good. I got every flavor for you today.
Halibut guy, also known as Eric Tevereaux, wears a quilted flannel shirt and a pencil behind his ear. He ushers us into a small back room where he keeps his special stash.
These fish are about 14 hours old.
He tears open a box and pulls out a silvery specimen.
Dave likes real clarity for his crudos.
Watch what he does.
So I take a
little incision on the tail, and we're going to check the coloring of the fish. Make sure it's not milky. Because sometimes in halibut, when they struggle, the flesh gets a little milky. Or they could be spawning.
Yeah, I'll show you out front with the flashlight.
So Tevereaux shines his light on the chunk of fish he's just cut from the tail.
See how you can see right through the meat? It's got clarity, yet it's got a little fat. That's how I look. I want to be able to see right through the meat for him.
Okay, that's a yes on the halibut. Pasternak will add that to his list and his menu. Not so much luck with the shrimp. Pasternak heads to Richie, the shrimp king, but the pickings are pretty slim.
So what's going on in the world of shrimp, man? Not much, huh? No head on or what, man? Nothing fresh, huh?
And here's a lesson to be learned. It's a bad idea, Pasternak says, to come to the market already set on what you plan to buy.
You walk around the market, you see what people have, and if you like what you see, you buy. Or if you don't like what you see, you don't buy. You missed over there. I bought some squingili. You can't always go to a store and say, okay, I'm going to go buy swordfish. And if the swordfish doesn't look good, well, maybe you should try something else.
When you go to the market, sometimes they will ask if you'd like a bag of ice to keep the fish as fresh as possible until you get
Great
it
Great idea. You know, fish should be kept well chilled. Ice is very important in the fish. 50 to 75% of what you buy is the quality of what you bought. The other 25 to 50% is how you handle it. So I can buy this fish and I can ice it right, put it away correctly, and it's as good, it's got its shelf life. Like Eric will call me up sometimes with a halibut and say, I'll guarantee you the halibut for 10 days.
Now, obviously, most of us don't have halibut guys calling to guarantee that the fish we buy was caught just hours ago. Still, Pasternak says his number one rule remains. Get to know the guy or the gal who handles seafood at your local grocery. Ask questions. Request special cuts. Find out, for instance, what they would serve with pride at their table.
David, thank you for this field trip.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it was a good learning experience for you.
It was wonderful. Next time we have to come to the restaurant.
And if you want to fish for recipes from David Pasternak's cookbook, The Young Man and the Sea, head to our website, npr.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.